salvage, trade, adapt, survive. This is Core Space. The human expansion. In the early 22nd century, humanity took its first faltering steps outside of their solar system. What it found was a dismaying number of species already there. Humans had started to move away from the slow and inelegant faster-than-light drives and experiment with warp gate technology to try to span the vast gulfs of space. Most experiments were abject failures. But once the first stable wormhole was established, one that took an enormous amount of energy and was barely as wide as a clenched fist, there followed a flood of communications from other species. The first human warp link was established, allowing other species to find and approach humanity directly. Things moved quickly from there. Once the initial excitement was over, humans with an agenda other than exploration took over and established trade routes and exchanges of technology. Once humans understood the principle of core space travel, dropping into a smaller universe and using it as a shortcut, they spread themselves across the whole of the Perseus arm as traders, explorers, and often, pirates. The other species in the galaxy had expanded slowly into space, but the humans had an aggressive policy, snatching up planets that were unclaimed and seeding as much of the galaxy as possible without overly encroaching the borders of other species. The humans were bordered by the Quell, a species no one wanted to mess with, and the Ektraeun, a species everyone wanted to trade with. Within a generation, the humans had established themselves as a superpower within the Pan-Species Accord and proceeded to consolidate power and amass mineral and technological wealth. The other species just shook their heads and marveled at the impetuous youth. They'd seen similar species come and go. Despite near unlimited resources, there were many power struggles within the human race itself. Civil wars raged between neighboring worlds, and in many ways still continue. Within 1,000 years, humans had become powerful and hopelessly corrupt, and if they could only organize themselves, would have started attacking the borders of their accord neighbors. Poverty and famine spread several times throughout human space, as did revolts and revolutions. But eventually, a stability of a sort was formed more from fatigue than compromise. By the time the purge struck, humans were considered past their peak, an interesting species, but one too greedy to handle the riches they had undeservedly reaped.
Thanks, guys, for listening to today's tales. You can find our Indie Invasion podcast on all podcast platforms, including Podbean, Google, and iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and if you can, support us on Patreon/Indie Invasion. And feel free to email us with any questions or comments at indieinvasion@gmail.com. And remember, guys, don't forget to prepare yourself for the invasion.